Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I am always so blessed. I always look forward to this time that we can share in the Word of God together. And my prayer is whether you're listening to this as you're riding along in your car, or perhaps you're at home and you've got your Bible open, you're ready to study the Word of God together, whichever way it is, that your life is going to be blessed. God, He promotes His Word. He loves His Word. He says that He esteems His Word higher than His name. And so when we study the Word of the living God, we're going to get the truth that He desires for us to have. And so that's why we always pray and ask Him to accompany us as we read His Word, because He truly is our true teacher. So let's pray today. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for You. You're the one who provided us life, breath, the ability to know and understand, to perceive. Your Spirit is with us today to guide us into all truth. And Lord, it's also here to empower us to live according to the truth that we learn. We're just blessed by You, God, and we hope that this time blesses You as we study Your Word, and we invite You to be with us. Teach us, we pray, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is The Good Shepherd. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 10 and verse 11. The Apostle John wrote how Jesus said, "The thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." And in chapter 10 and verse 11 of his book, John shared how Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd," where we read, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep." The verse reads, "I am the good shepherd." John began with the words, "I am," which means I, Jesus, exist as the good shepherd, or the beautiful, handsome, excellent, eminent, choice, surpassing, precious, useful, suitable, commendable, admirable, and honest herdsman whose care and control others have committed themselves, and whose precepts they follow. John shared how Jesus proclaimed himself to be the useful, excellent, admirable, and honest herdsman over those who have committed themselves to him and follow his precepts. The verse continues, "The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep." John added the words, "the good shepherd," which means he, the beautiful, handsome, excellent, eminent, choice, surpassing, precious, useful, suitable, commendable, admirable, and honest herdsman gives his life, or establishes, ordains, and sets forth his own vital force which animates the body and seed of the feelings, desires, affections, and aversion for the sheep, which means on behalf of the four-footed tame animals which are accustomed to graze. John shared how Jesus said the good shepherd would grant and bestow his own life on behalf of the sheep. When we think through John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus identified himself as the good shepherd. And using his illustration of the care and concern a shepherd has for his sheep, Jesus shared his care and concern for those who yield their lives to him as their personal Savior and Lord. God loves people, and he sent Jesus to provide a way to have a personal relationship with him. Jesus died on the cross to pay for the sins of mankind. And anyone who yields their life to him will find the good shepherd not only gave his life for them, but will care for them all their lives. Next time, John shares how Jesus says, "A hireling sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep." So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.